Chapter 37. On who knows what. We see Jack Thriftless prancing in the park, or darting in his brougham down Pall Mall. We eat his dinner served on his miraculous plate. How did this begin, we say, or where will it end? My dear fellow, I heard Jack once say, I owe money in every capital in Europe. The end must come someday, but in the meantime Jack thrives as much as ever. People are glad enough to shake him by the hand, ignore the little dark stories that are whispered every now and then against him, and pronounce him a good-natured, jovial, reckless fellow. Truth obliges us to confess that Rebecca had married a gentleman of this order. Everything was plentiful in his house but ready money, of which their meanage pretty early felt the want. And reading the Gazette one day, and coming upon the announcement of Lieutenant G. Osborne, to be captain by purchase, Vice Smith, who exchanges, Rawdon uttered that sentiment regarding Amelia's lover, which ended in the visit to Russell Square. When Rawdon and his wife wished to communicate with Captain Dobbin at the sale, and to know particulars of the catastrophe which had befallen Rebecca's old acquaintances, the captain had vanished. And such information as they got was from a stray porter or broker at the auction. Look at them with their hooked beaks, Becky said, getting into the buggy, her picture under her arm, in great glee. Hair like vultures after a battle. Don't know. Never was in action, my dear. Ask Martingale. He was in Spain, aide-de-camp to General Blazes. He was a very kind old man, Mr. Sedley, Rebecca said. I'm really sorry he's gone wrong. Oh, stockbrokers bankrupts used to it, you know, Rawdon replied, cutting a fly off the horse's ear. I wish we could have afforded some of the plate, Rawdon, the wife continued sentimentally. Ivan 20 guineas was monstrously dear for that little piano. We chose it at Broadwood's for Amelia when she came from school. It only cost 5 and 30 then. What D.E. Callum Osborne, apostrophe will cry off now, I suppose, since the family is smashed. How cut up your pretty little friend will be. Hey, Becky? I dare say she'll recover it, Becky said with a smile, and they drove on and talked about something else. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.